Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. How can I assist you today?
Yes, Terry. Are you in the fraud department? So that's the number that I called.
Were you transferred to the fraud department, ma'am?
Nope. They gave me the private number for the fraud department to call them right back. But that's cool. You can transfer me if we ain't good.
Okay. How can I assist you today?
I need the fraud department.
Okay. I need to locate an account, ma'am, so I know who I'm transferring over and why. Can I get your zip code so I can be able to at least locate the account? That way I'll know why I'm... Okay.
Yes, my account number is 1211-768.
And that's your zip code?
No, that's my account number.
Can I get your zip code?
30907.
30907?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I get your name, ma'am, again?
Lisa Stewart.
Okay, Ms. Stewart, can I get you to verify your address for me?
Yes, 804 Ocean Forest Lane, apartment 338.
And that's in Augusta, Georgia? Yes, ma'am. I see here you look like it was supposed to be a trial for a contest entry where you got the meal plan for $39.85, but it was declined.
Yes. Oh, I know. Y'all declined it. Because the fraud department didn't think that was of my habit of usual habits to buy stuff like that. So they declined it. And I said, well, what is it? And they told me, oh, it was makeup, creams for your face and stuff. And I said, no, I don't wear makeup. That's probably a good thing, y'all. But give me the number and let me call them and see what's going on. So they gave me the number to the people that had charged it. And I called them, and they said, no, ma'am, this is not makeup or anything. This is the food that is brand new on the market that you get it to your door, and you can cook it in 30 minutes or less. Your family can help you, and all the ingredients are in the box. And I was like, yes, I did want to try that, and I did order it, right? So... I was calling the bank back to let them know, yes, it was my charge, but y'all declined it. So now I got to go back and reorder it again. And
yes, it ma'am. I do apologize. You will have to go back and reorder it because once it declined on this side, it's nothing we really can do with it.
I know. Well, I also have tried to order books and my CVS medicine. And, yeah, they declined just about everything I send through.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry.
I told them this morning, I said, this is the very first time in 19 years I have decided that I'm probably going to get me another bank. And they said, oh, don't do that. But it's not that it happens once. It happens every month. And every other month I have to get a new card because something that I did not order, they did let go through. And then we've got a fraud thing, and they closed my account down. Right now it's blocked. My account's blocked. And I know that because I got CVS on the phone, and I had been so sick this week. They were going to refill an antibiotic for me, and I couldn't pay for it. So they could send it to me. And that's the whole pickle that we're in right now. So I've got to talk to the lady in fraud to let her know that it was my charge. And please cut my card back on.
Okay. Well, at this time, it declined, ma'am. So really, we can't do anything. You would have to go back online to order it.
I don't even care about that food. I need my card cut back on. They have got it blocked right now.
Okay. Would you can let them know it declined? They're not going to try to charge it again?
I've already talked to them.
The bank?
Yeah. They just told me to call them like that when I got off the phone with those people.
Okay. Well, this is not the bank. This is customer support for that company.
I'm not at the bank. I live in Georgia. The only place they have that bank is in North Carolina. And that's why I'm running into all these issues. It's 5 hours away, and I can't just run down there every time I get a problem with them. They're just turning out to be more and more. But I've been there 19 years, so I was trying to stay there. But it's getting harder. Anyway, they give me the fraud department as 888-241-2440.
For your bank?
No, for your company. It's Coastal 24, right?
Okay, even what you call in our company, the company that you're calling, the thing of it is they can't do anything about the account because the account was declined.
Okay, the only thing that was declined was what I ordered. It's fine. I'll go back online and do whatever that is. But they have my card blocked, and she told me to call her back if it was mine so they could unblock my card.
Okay, well, from what I can see, this was an order that was placed on, let me give what day. It was an order that was placed today, and it declined. When it declined, it looked like you already called in, and someone already confirmed with you that the account was canceled due to the fact that it was a decline.
Okay, she told me to call their number. Which their number was 855-462 because she was telling me that it was creams and stuff. I told her, well, hold on a minute. Let's find out if I actually ordered this or not. So she said, okay, call us right back on this line, blah, 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 blah. So can you just transfer me there? It would be wonderful.
Okay, see, the thing of it is you're trying to get transferred. This is a customer support center for the company you placed your order with for the mail balance. The thing of it is the mail balance was declined. So since the mail balance was declined, there is really nothing else we could do with your account because it was declined.
So now you have to call the bank.
No, this is not the bank. This is the one you called to confirm to make sure that it was canceled. And you already talked to someone that advised that it is canceled and it won't charge the account again due to the fact that it was declined, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a